The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on, you know, the radio station for everyone. Woohoo! We're back. I mean, we weren't here last week, but we're here now. You guys are excited.
Yeah, it's like we're still here.
We're still here. We didn't go anywhere. We paid our dues.
I'm just saying. Just because it was only 1 week.
It was only 1 week.
It was only 1 week.
Done it before.
We're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. What a nice transition that was.
A lot's happened in the week that we went.
Yeah.
That we went missing.
Yeah, we went missing. We're MIA.
Yeah. Kimmel was off the air and then on the air again.
Yeah. Good for him.
What a crazy world.
It's insane. Like it.
he's a comedian, but like he was off the air, and we thought forever, but. Now he's on the air,
yeah.
And that's cool. That all happened. Some crazy things.
Just insane. Just absolutely insane. Like
there was an escalator fiasco. I heard.
What was that?
Yeah, I guess our president was doing a UN. He was over in the UN, and they all went to go step on the escalator, and it just stopped moving. So there was an investigation into the escalator, and it turns out that one of the White House. Officials or one of the folks that was with the White House, hit the emergency button or whatever, and it stopped like right when they stepped on. It was really funny.
Slip, bam!
And apparently, I missed the rapture yesterday.
What rapture? What's going on?
Yeah, I guess there was some kind of thing about a rapture. I missed it, and you know, my only explanation for that is that it must have been my bedroom ceiling, so really? I couldn't go.
Yeah,
apparently
the rapture. We all couldn't go to the rapture.
You didn't get called either, huh?
Yeah, no.
So a lot happened.
Yeah, a lot.
Can you imagine?
We had the WTBR PCTV meeting. We had that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't win nothing.
How'd that go?
It went pretty good. It was pretty good. But we do. We actually have to go. This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. The other thing is we have a guest coming on next week, and
yeah.
A lot of you people might know who he is, and some of you might not. But if you guys have ever heard of Josh Blue, we're going to have Josh Blue on our show. I mean, he's not going to be here physically. He's going to be here on the TV, but you can see him.
I think it's via Zoom, right?
Yeah, through Zoom. Jesus, couldn't even get that out.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, you know, like live bloopers. I was watching that before I came here today.
Were you?
Yeah, I was watching live, like, news bloopers and stuff. Those are funny.
Those are great, man. Like, where they say, like, try to say something, they accidentally swear.
Yeah. Like, or they just fumble over themselves. It's great.
I think the best one
I miss that kind of news.
Yeah, me too. Like, Ron Burgundy.
The prime rib roast.
I like scotch. Scotchy, scotchy, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
The prime rib roast ministers.
The prime rib roast ministers.
Visited Washington today in my tiny little, you know.
Yeah, my tiny little toes.
Tiny little piggy toes. Went to France.
Went to France. What I was gonna say is there was a newscast one where this girl was coming up to the table,
mm-hmm.
and she was walking up, and it was just starting, and just before it started, and she was like, "Hey, you got trips right over the thing." Bam, right in the chair. The chair falls over. Everyone's laughing. No one's asking if she's okay. Not one person asked if she was okay. Not one person came over to see if she was okay.
The whole newsroom was just cracking up.
They were dying. You can hear everybody laughing. And then she gets up and goes, "I'm okay."
Glad you're okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Can we continue laughing now? Good.
I watched this movie called The Life of Chuck.
Did you?
Stephen King wrote it.
Oh.
It's actually
Not about you, though.
Nah, I wish it was.
Do you think people would watch it?
I think they would. I thought it was pretty decent. I mean, it's not a horror movie, which is weird. It has no horror in it whatsoever.
But sometimes Stephen King didn't write about horror.
No,
sometimes he just wrote about, like, you know, psychological thriller.
It was more like, I don't know how to explain it, fantasy type, I don't know, just things that went on in the world, and it was pretty neat. It was something I never thought I would get into. It was actually pretty cool.
We're going to have to watch. There's a lot of high talk about Stephen King's new movie.
Yeah, which one?
The Long Walk.
The Long Walk.
It just came out in theaters. We're going to have to watch that, and we're going to have to give it our...
two thumbs up.
our what did we call ourselves?
Oh, Lord, I don't even remember. That was so long ago.
Chickle and Ebert. And
Chickle
Bieber.
And Ebert.
Chickle and Bieber. Chuckles and Chuckle and Bieber.
Chuckles and Bieber.
That'd be Chuckle. Perfect. Chuckle and Bieber.
We're here to talk about movies.
Yeah. But yeah, I did hear really good things about that. Rotten Tomatoes had given it a 100% score, which is really difficult to do with Rotten Tomatoes.
That is true. I mean, there's really good movies I think would get 100%.
And they have like 78%. Yeah, I'm like, what?
No way.
That's a good movie. Like really
Siskel,
good. Like,
it's like when Siskel and Ebert did things. When there was a good, you know, the movie was good. And they're like, oh, we're going to give it two thumbs down. It was terrible. The acting was horrible. And you're like.
You go and watch it. Because anyone that they put two thumbs down on, it was good.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. It.
You're like, you're on something.
You're like, you have a really bad taste in movies. You shouldn't be a critic.
Yeah, you should be sitting down just eating popcorn. And with a lot of butter, because you suck.
Yeah, a movie can be not so good, but there's always good parts to it. So to be a good critic, you'd want to criticize everything, good and the bad, and then let people decide on their own.
Yep. Like, I know what you did last summer.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I watched the new one.
Yeah, I'm not interested, really.
Because it's a thing. I watched it because I had to watch it. I don't know what it is, but I had to watch it. I was like, oh, I'm going to try this. So I was like, all right, I start playing it, and I'm like, it's almost the exact same plot as the other movie. Little tidbits here and there that are different. No.
Well, you remember, so I know what you did last summer was the movie that I had pitched to you for a podcast idea.
Yeah.
And the podcast idea. And I actually have the whole entire, pitch in my notes. And you would ask me, do you remember the name of the podcast idea that,
you wanted? Yeah, I see that.
And I was like, oh man, I don't have, but I did, I had it in my notes, but I have the entire pitch idea in there too. But it was, welcome to the ultimate mega universal occult classic movie reviews of the 80s and 90s. With your hosts, Chuck and Billy. So it'd be Nikot.
Yep.
Nikot, Chuck and Nikot Billy. Here's what we're watching today. And that's when I brought up, and I was like, okay, what movie? And it was like, it happened to be the movie that I had just seen, too. It was I Know What You Did Last Summer.
You got to watch Stuff. Stuff, just Stuff.
The movie?
Yeah. Have you ever seen it?
I don't know.
I think I've talked about this before where there's it starts off in the beginning where there's these two old guys. Actually, I think it's one old guy. Maybe. I don't remember. But it's one old guy and he's walking around and there's this stuff bubbling out of the ground. He sticks his finger in it and he eats it. Why would you do that?
Well,
and he goes, man, this is delicious. He just keeps doing it and eating it and eating it and eating it. And then his buddy, the other guy, he's like, what are you doing? He's like, you try this? He's like, no. He's like, try it. And he sticks his finger, he starts eating. This is delicious. Who in their right mind would stick their finger in a hole that's bubbling? No. And eat it.
I don't know. But, you know, I might smell it.
Yeah, they didn't even smell it. He was just like, that's really good.
You know, some people are smellers and some people are tasters.
Yeah. I'm a taster. No.
You know, they'll open a jar or something and just smell it. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, I do.
It could be like a jar of peanut butter. You know what that smells
that
like.
That is pickles.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that it's peanut butter.
Yeah, but I love every time I open coffee, dude. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. I don't know what that is, but that's my favorite.
You know what? You're not the only person out there that does that.
Or like beans. Just the coffee beans.
Beans. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I could smell them all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, coffee's good. Yeah. Smells fantastical.
Fantastic. Fantastical.
I'm hooked on Death Wish Blueberry.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me about that.
Yeah, it's really good. Death Wish Blueberry.
Death Wish Blueberry. Okay, guys, get it.
I guess they have a pumpkin one.
Really?
That just came out, yeah. I mean, 'tis the season. I'm not really a big pumpkin spice kind of doer.
I mean, I'll have a donut.
I'd rather just have a piece of pumpkin pie.
I had one of them little pumpkin pies like this big the other day.
Yeah.
I just ate the whole thing. I was like, well, my Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah, that was a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, guys. That's what I want to do on Thanksgiving, just hand people out a little pie. And then take the whole one for myself.
This is mine. This little sliver is yours.
All you get. I'm so sorry.
See, I think we should do, if we're going to do movies, that's how we should do it, is that.
Yeah, we should.
I think it would be great.
But you have to say the name, because I wouldn't be able to. I'd mess it up three times.
I'd be like, you just have to write it down and read it.
Yeah, I'd still mess it up.
I mean, that's what I did.
I'd be like this.
I love it because it's so long, and I think it's funny, just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that restaurant.
The reason why I asked is because I was going to make a logo for it. And I was, like, getting ready to make it, but then I couldn't figure out how to make a cool, like, something. Put us in there, or I don't know what they were. I don't know what I was going to do. I was going to do something, but...
I just think so. Ultimate mega universal occult classic movie reviews of the 80s and 90s.
Why is it so long?
Because it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, but I did look up a lot of information about that movie after I watched it, just so that I could have the right information.
Yeah.
Did you know that the actual... So it came from a book, and the author of the book hated the movie.
I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah. Hated it. She didn't want to have any part in it. She was on the set, and she wanted to leave. She said, no. Uh-uh. It wasn't anything like the book.
That's what I hate. Mad. I wish they would make movies like the book. I mean, some of them they can't, but try.
Yeah, I mean, it is difficult with some things.
Give it your best shot.
Give it your best shot.
Hit me with a wet snot.
No, please don't.
Hit me with a pork chop.
My windows will be up on the way home. Just saying.
What is that?
Something splattered on my...
Sticky, ew.
We finally got some rain.
I know. It only took what?
My poor little tree.
Oh, the one in your backyard?
No, the one in the front yard.
Oh.
It's still tiny.
It's like a baby growing.
The other one is growing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't stand out there with the hose.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, luckily we got some rain.
About time. It only took, what, forever?
I know.
We were in drought.
We were just complaining about it in the spring and how much rain we got. But we needed this one.
Yeah, this one we needed.
It has been
a little
bit of a drought. We're still at a little bit of a drought. But we needed it.
Yeah, we needed some. And every time I want to walk the dogs, I'm like, ugh, it's raining.
I know. Mine won't go out in the rain. No. I opened the door last night and it was pouring and she was excited to go out, and then I opened the door and she was like, nope.
She's like, no way.
You can't go. If you gotta go, like, she's looking at me like, hell no. Hell no.
I'm not going out there, man. I'm not getting my paws wet today.
Yeah. My fur does not look right wet.
It doesn't look good.
It's gonna mess up my fur.
It's gonna mess up my hairs that I have in the back.
She had a look too on her face, like, please no, don't make me.
You're like, just get out there.
I tried, but I was like, well, all right.
It's funny because Momo won't walk. He stands there and like, walk. And he's like, all right. So he slowly just barely trollops. I'm like, come on, dude.
It's wet, it's wet, it's wet, it's wet.
Then I go, avoid the puddles. And every time I say avoid the puddles, I don't know, he knows, he goes like this.
He goes around it.
Yeah.
It's so jump cute. Over it.
It's so cute. He won't go in any puddles. I'm like, puddle. And he's like,
boop. Doop, doop, doop,
then he
doop.
Runs and he's like, he's so special.
It'd be scary, I think, as a little dog, because you're not sure how deep the puddle is going to be.
Yeah, you're like, no.
You want to splash through it, but you're not so sure.
Dee Dee doesn't care. She's like, splash. I'm like, Dee Dee, come on.
She's white, so of course she's going to get all dirty and it's great. She loves it, but you don't.
Well, I just shaved her, so she's bald now, sort of. She can see your eyes.
Well, that's good. That means she can see you.
Yeah. She's like, I know you. She would not talk to me for the entire day.
Oh, yeah.
I was like.
They give you the cold shoulder. They turn their head and they don't even look at you.
I was like, baby. And she was like,
Yeah, she's like, mm-mm.
I was like,
you don't get to call me that.
I was like, Dee Dee, and she curled her head as much as she could in her body and went to sleep. I was like, whatever.
They're funny when they do that.
And I was petting her. And
they're
she
mad
was like,
at you.
She looks up at me like, you done? Uh-huh. She's like, fine, whatever.
I don't want your hands that held that shaver to be touching me.
Yeah, I was like, you want a treat? And she just, whatever. Don't suck.
I don't
want
to take anything.
Don't be a suck
I don't take anything from strangers.
Be a suck up. Stop being a suck up, Dad. Loser. Shave me.
Ask me again tomorrow.
But she's cute because she stands there and she lets me shave her.
Yeah.
But it was so bad because she had such matted hair in her body and I felt horrible. I don't know what she got into, but oh my Lord.
Who knows?
I was like, what is you, what?
Yeah, it comes off in like a whole sock.
Yeah, and I just went like this too.
Been woven.
She's like, that's not mine.
I didn't do it.
It wasn't me. Where'd you get that?
It's not my sock.
Yeah, that's
it looks
not
like
mine.
Yours.
Yeah, maybe you should fix it. Put it back where it belongs.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Sheesh. It's getting cold weird. Out. I was just making socks for you. That's all.
Smells weird. Yeah.
I can make you some mittens, too. It's getting cold, Dad.
I love these.
Here's some mittens.
Did you see somebody come out with fur mittens? Like, just looks like human, like a dog hair.
Yeah.
Like, those are great. Yeah, they don't have palms.
I just shaved them today.
They got, like, little soft pads on them.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
That'd be pretty funny.
That'd be scary.
Just like, tape the mats.
Yeah.
Then my hands are warm.
Look at these bad boys. She's like workers
my
wearing
dog,
them.
My dog gave them to me for Christmas.
Big old burly men wearing them. What do you guys think of these? They'd be like, you're a loser, man. What are those?
Well, it depends because like if your daughter gives it to you, you can't help it.
No,
you're like,
you can't. There's nothing you can do.
No, you have to wear it.
You have to wear it.
You have to wear it.
Yeah, people are like, no, oh, that's so cute. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. Your daughter gives you something pink, you wear it.
Like she,
you wear it.
I remember my daughter made me a huge long necklace. Like it came all the way down here.
Yeah.
And I said, I love my dad.
Yeah.
And I wore it. And this dude, this guy was like, oh, that's cute, man. Did your daughter make you that? I'm like, no, I made it for myself. And I was like, yes, she did.
My mom made it for me.
I just wanted you to know that your daughter loves you. Whatever.
My mom made it for me while I was in her basement.
While I was living there eating Pringles and
Hot Pockets and...
Give me some Hot Pockets, man.
I'm being bad on the internet.
I'm being super awesome. I'm talking to all the kids.
Being super mean on the internet.
I'm being super, like, keyboard warrior.
Make me my Hot Pocket. Hurry up.
You got any more of that meatloaf? I still remember
Mom,
that.
Mom, the meatloaf! So that reminds me of it. Like, was it Wedding Crashers?
Oh yeah. Wedding Crashers was the best, man.
Yeah, it was when they separated.
Yeah,
and he went to like the ultimate Wedding Crashers house, and now he's like going to funerals instead of weddings.
Yep. My meatloaf.
Yep.
Now. That's so great.
Some people don't like Will Ferrell, but I think he's pretty funny.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like him.
Do you know that one of the things that he is ultimate about is in every single movie that he's in, he tries to get naked.
Scary.
It is. I would find that very scary. But as you watch his movies, you start to notice a trend.
Yeah.
If you notice, he tries to get naked in all his movies.
It's scary.
And he's pretty much succeeds.
He's like, ta-da!
Yeah. Yep.
And he jiggles.
Yeah. He don't care.
No, he doesn't.
It's great. He just doesn't care.
It'd be nice to get him on the show.
That would be funny.
That would be great. Like, Will Ferrell, you want to come on my show?
I'd be like, let's do Ron Burgundy.
Well, let's do Ron Burgundy. I'm Ron Burgundy. I love that show. I love them, those two. I don't care. It's bits of panther in it. Works 60% of the time, every time.
60% of the time, every time?
What?
Toilet. Like, ood. Oh, de poke.
Oh, de poke. We don't have that on here.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, man. We still have Tutor Fruiters.
Oh, de poke. That made me laugh. I laughed until I snorted. That was funny.
I love Tutor Fruiters.
I found I found our show on PCTV Select on the app, and I was able to watch it. So it was funny.
Yeah, it was. It was great. I watched it, too.
I watched it, and I laughed. And then the Tutor Fruiters came on, and I was like, that's it. And that's it.
It was funny because my wife's friends were there. Mm-hmm. Where they were all having we were all having breakfast.
Yep.
And I put it on because I already ate, and I was like, I'm leaving the table. Is that okay? And my wife's like, yeah, sure. And they're all just chit-chatting, so I put it on, and I was like, oh, my favorite episode. And I started watching it, and she was like, is that? And then they all look over. I'm like, is that Chuck? I'm like, no, that's some other guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know that guy.
I just found it on this app.
And then they were like, oh my God, you're on the radio? And I was like, yeah. There's nobody known that. We've been doing it for a year.
Yeah.
Which is weird. That went by fast.
It did. Oh, just about. About a year.
And
getting there.
I think our first show was in October, right?
I think so.
Yeah. It's like October 20th, maybe?
Something.
Almost like when we started the podcast.
Yeah.
Almost the same time.
Holy cow.
Holy cow. Good old Phil Rizzo.
Yeah, because we do simulcast, and if you have a smart TV, you can download the PCTV Select app, and you can actually find us right on there and watch.
Just search Chuck. You don't have to, but you can. There it is.
Yeah. And I've watched a few of them, so.
I've watched them all. There was one where I was watching where I was like, what's going on?
What did we do?
What are we doing?
I think it was probably like one of the first ones where we were trying to kind of work out the bugs.
Yeah, we were like, that's the one where we were like, we had nothing.
Yeah.
Remember, we're like, click.
Yeah,
there's nothing. And they come in and go,
help.
And like,
I think
okay.
It was the first one.
And then it was like, oh, yeah, it works now. We're like, oh, okay. When he came in, he went like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. I was like, all right, click. Nothing's working.
Uh-oh. Well, it did end up working.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
God, that was the stupidest commercial.
Ah, well.
You know what I miss? Alphabet cereal.
Where is that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it anywhere.
Does it exist? Now, here's the thing. Like, you know, the whole what is that called? The theory, the theory where something existed a certain way, but now it doesn't.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
I can't remember the name of it though.
Man, it's right onto my tongue. Somebody's got to know it.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, somebody out there is gonna know it. Yeah, that's like the whole Monopoly guy and the
you must be the Monopoly guy.
So it makes me wonder, like, does anybody else remember alphabets?
I don't know. I love that cereal. I used to spell stuff, like, move it around.
I know. Whatever happened to it, though?
I don't know.
It's got to be around. I bet you can find it on eBay.
Didn't they have an alphabets SpaghettiO type one? Hey, letters.
Yeah.
Where'd that go?
The alphabet SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, where'd that go?
I don't know. It might be there.
Watch somebody in, like...
I haven't looked.
Like, in down south, be like, we got that steel. I helped my son spill.
The Mandela effect.
Yeah, that's it. That's what
Boom,
I was going to say.
It was right there,
and then I said butterfly effect. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
I'm special. Anyway. Yeah, but I don't know.
If you change something in the past, then the future changes. It's like a ripple effect makes it turn into a butterfly effect. And I just guess that's
just what it
means.
That's exactly what it is. And then you get on the tractor.
That's if you get into the past from the future because, you know, quantum mechanics and all.
Quantum physics, you get to the thing right out near.
The only thing I know about mechanics is that my tractor's running, and that's all I need to know.
And I can pull all my corn out. That's all I know.
That's all I need to know.
That's it.
My tractor's running, and that's all the mechanics I need. Chevy, tell Ford to get his butt in here. We need to have dinner now. Tell him to get out of the crops. Get the scarecrow and put it up and then get in here. Tell Chevy and Ford that, yes, I'm talking to one of you. I don't even know which one I'm talking to, but tell them to get their butts in here. It is dinner time.
Where is Ram? Ram, get over here.
Where is Ram? Ram Michael, I swear.
Get out of that mud.
if you don't get your butts in here right now,
there's gonna be spankings you ain't gonna want.
Don't make me say your full names. Because I don't remember what they are, but don't make me say them.
I've been drinking way too much today.
been drinking too much of that Kool-Aid, that red one. That's all I know. You better tell them.
Just waving the people at the thing. Hey, man. How you doing?
Whew. That was one of my favorite segments that we did.
Oh, that was great. When we did the Louisiana place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can't even say the name of it.
Nope. Darn it. We can say Bertha Moans.
We can.
Yeah, she was great.
She was funny. The Moan family.
The Moan family, yeah.
We had a whole town.
We did. We had a whole town.
It had a store. It had a general store. It had a...
We had the two old guys sitting there playing chess.
Yeah, it had the train station.
Yeah.
It had a pharmacy. Yep. Yeah. It had like a city hall or a town hall.
We should have Doofus.
Yeah.
Doofy. We should have Doofy as our... As our police officer.
As our sheriff.
Yeah. And that one over there. No. Stop it.
Nothing happens in that town.
Nothing. Everybody just goes past the creek and that's it. Yep. You all might have heard of, you know, that place. Can't say it.
The place where the things happen that aren't really big things that happen.
The things where things could possibly not happen, and the things could happen when they happen, when I'm not sure if the things are going to happen.
Well, ain't that a thing?
People are like, oh, what? You know, they're probably listening going, wait, what? Say that again?
I know that you know that I know. That they know what we
that
know.
That we know.
That we know
that
something.
That you know that I know that we could you possibly gotta know.
Do you know?
I might know.
I know what you mean. Get them, yeah, because the two old guys would talk, they would sit and reminisce about the old days.
Where they talk about half of the people in town.
Yeah, well, the mailman.
Train over there.
That's the mailman that comes every single day.
Here
sometimes
he
doesn't have any packages, and then other times he has them. And then sometimes there's mail, and sometimes there's not many mail.
Well, you know Josh Blue's going to be in Great Barrington, right?
Yeah, I saw that in the email.
I didn't know if you've seen that.
I did.
I was excited, actually. I might go. I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, the Mahawi?
Yeah.
Nice.
I might go see him and be like, you remember us? I didn't even see you. Damn it.
Like, no, I don't need these wild, crazy fans here.
Great. Two guys on the radio. Yay.
So you're the people that I'm going to be talking to? Oh, boy.
Great. Wonderful. Mm.
Yeah, can't wait.
He's like, yay. Anyways.
But it's really cool because we did try to get him on the podcast a couple of years ago when COVID was running rampant. And then COVID kind of all the things lifted. So he ended up going back on tour. So we couldn't get him. And it was the same thing with
Carlos Mencia.
Yeah. And the gentleman on the. I'm having a brain fart.
Impractical Jokers.
We had
all four of them.
Yep. Yeah.
We were like, we can't because, you know, we're...
Yeah, they just gone on tour, and it was great. You know, like, I was really glad to hear that everybody was able to go back on tour, because then that just means they're able to work.
Yep. They're able to do their thing now, and they're like, yes.
Yeah.
We can all get COVID even quicker.
I totally would have chose to go on tour as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, if
instead of
if
sitting
it were
home
me.
Doing nothing.
Well, no, I mean, like... It would be, I would choose my job over the podcast anytime. Like, if it meant putting bread on the table.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because that was a free thing. Like, we got these guys on for free. So, and again, they did tell us, at least, you know, we're not sure because things are a little bit up in the air. And it was cool.
I mean, Josh said definitely yes, but then all of a sudden I tried to get a hold of him, and he was like, oh, I'm going back on tour. And I was like, oh, I had him. And then I had Carlos Mencia, and I was like, oh, I had him.
Yep. It would have been great, but... We get it.
Yeah, we understand. We totally understand.
And it's all right because Josh is going to grace the airwaves with us next week.
Yes,
is it next week? Yes.
Next week.
Josh Blue next week.
Josh
right here
Blue.
On 89.7.
Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like that. I hate when they have like radio shows like soft music. welcome to WTBR.
I know.
And then they're like,
we got to do that sometime for an intro. But right now, I think we're going to have to just give it up for our PSA in just a moment.
Yeah.
Actually, just a few seconds.
Yeah.
But before we do, you're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. And then it's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
And we'll be back after this awesome commercial break.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back. I suppose.
Training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Yes, we made it back.
We're back.
We made it.
Yeah, we made it through that 30 seconds. It was a 30-second commercial.
So brutal.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? In case anybody missed our commercial a couple of weeks ago, I think we should play it more time.
We should play this.
We should play our commercial one more time.
Let's play this commercial.
Now, remember, commercials that are made through Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea are not factual things.
Yes, you can't
They're
go
not
there.
Things you can buy or places you can go to. They're just fiction.
Yeah, nothing. It's all for fun. It's all hilarity. That's what this show is.
So don't go to any websites. I tried and you can't. You can't.
We did that stuff in Walmart, remember? We were looking for something and like, oh, let me look for it for you. I'm like, well, I found this. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, we were looking for a certain pop. I remember.
We're going to play this for you guys. And you can, if you haven't heard it, there you go.
Yeah.
Don't complain.
Or you can, I mean.
Yeah.
You have the right to do whatever you want.
Hey there, stink sufferers and silent but deadly sinners. Tired of clearing rooms faster than a fire alarm. Sick of blaming the dog for your digestive disasters. Then prepare to revolutionize your rear with the one, the only, Tutor Fruiters. That's right, folks. Tutor Fruiters is the phenomenal patch that transforms your tushy toots into tantalizing whiffs of wonder. Just slap this magical little sticker right in your undies and watch, or rather, smell, as your chili blasters go from foul to fabulous. We're talking four fantastic flavors to keep your caboose couture on point. Choose from Tropical Tush Tango, a pineapple punch that'll make folks think you just vacationed in Hawaii. Berry Booty Blast, a strawberry surprise so sweet, strangers might ask for dessert recipes. Citrus Cheek Charm, a zesty lemon lime lift that screams, I'm fresh and I know it. And Mango Moon Mist, an exotic aroma so dreamy, your fanny might get its own
fanny.
Fan club. No more
the
fanny
apologies.
Club. No fanny more club, pointing yes. at imaginary skunks. With Tutor Fruiters, cutting the cheese becomes a gift. Heck, you might start dropping gas bombs at fancy dinners just to impress the table. Imagine the look on Grandma's face when your toot smells like a fruit basket instead of a landfill. Priceless.
Toot.
So, don't let your derriere despair. Grab Tutor Fruiters today at Dollar Sergeant and Walmax, or straight from our website, www.tutorfruiters.smellsbad.com. So stick 'em, sniff 'em, and strut your stuff with confidence. Tutor Fruiters, because breaking wind deserves to be perfumed.
Ode to Porky.
We don't have that. We do have Dreamy Days and I Woke Up Like This. That one's funny.
They all have their own unique comedy.
Yeah, the cremation kit was pretty funny too.
Yeah.
That was a shocker to you. You were like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was like, what? Wait a minute.
You're like, what are you doing?
I think my eyes like bulged that day.
Because I've watched the video of us.
Yeah.
And I'm watching when I say, I'm going to play this commercial. You're like, oh, all right. I click it and you're like,
I was holding my breath. I was like, uh-oh.
Like, oh, God, what's this going to say?
It just right on the cusp of really not good things. Okay, that's funny.
All right, that's fine, yeah.
It was okay. That was funny. The fanny, like, you know.
Fanny.
As adults.
You know what I always wanted to wonder? Who named their kid Fanny?
I don't know. I think it's short for something.
Yeah, like.
Francine. I think it's short for Francine. I'm not sure.
Fanny.
I don't know. I'm not sure what it's short. I think it's short for something, but I can't remember what name
it is. Go ahead
and
say what you're going to say. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I have no idea. This is what happens when you get old.
Yeah, you can't remember anything.
Like the thoughts, they come in and then they're just right out. And you can actually watch the thought. If you see the other person, you can just watch the thought leave.
It's like
you watch it come in and you just watch it leave and you're like, oh, yeah. They're not going to remember what I knew you were going to say you don't remember because I watched the whole thought go.
You're like, there it goes.
It left the studio.
It left the building.
It is somewhere else.
Yeah, it's just floating here somewhere. As soon as you walk out, it'll go, you'll be like, oh.
Yep.
I hate that.
As soon as the AC is turned on in my vehicle, it'll.
Yeah. But what I hate is when I go to the store and I'm like, I know exactly what I need. I get in there and I go,
you buy everything but.
What did I need?
What did I come here for? So they tell you to write a list, but, you know, I never write lists.
Nope. Because then I'll be like, I don't want that. I want this.
Because when you wrote the list,
yep.
There's everything you needed to get, but when you go to the grocery store, you get everything you want to get.
Yep.
You get some of the stuff that's on the list, but then you kind of miss here and there.
I've missed many times where I'm like, oh, they wanted eggs. And then we go home, I'm like, dang it, we already had eggs.
Or it's, you know, you go to the store, get a few things, but there's this one specific item that you want to get, and you come home without that specific item at all. You got everything else, but you didn't get the one thing you went there for. That's what happens to me all the time.
I do it all the time. I do.
Then you're like, I don't want to go back out.
I don't want to go there anymore.
If I go back out, I took my shoes off already.
I've done that where it's like, here's all the stuff. And I'm like, you forgot this.
Darn it.
Do you want me to go back out? Yeah, please. Oh, okay. You go back out. What do you do? You get in the store and be like, what did she want? Oh, my God. Or you'll forget.
And you don't want to bite your pride and call and ask, hey, what was it again that you wanted me to get? No, we don't do that. We just try and guess the entire time, and we're gone for 35 minutes before we even touch anything. And your wife calls you and says, what are you doing?
Yeah, like it's, or you'll walk to the store and go, what do I need? What do I need? People are like, oh, this guy needs his meds.
Yeah. So you start walking down every single aisle hoping to see whatever it was that your wife said to get, and then it, you know, reminds you, I need to get that, but you don't.
Oh, so I talked to the stuff ladies at the meeting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, we need to have you on now because we're an hour show. And she's like, oh, really? I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I would love it. I was like, yeah. I was like, we simulcast now. She's like, what's that mean? I was like, we're on TV. And the other one goes, nope.
You know.
She was like, no. I was like, come on. Don't be a baby.
Don't have to.
No, they don't have to.
They don't have to be on the camera.
Nope. We can zoom it out and be like, I see you anyways.
We can just leave it on us.
Stop. You can put it on camera.
Hold the applaud.
You put it on camera 7. Because then you can see everybody. Me, back of my head, of course.
Yeah. Hey, look at you. Look at me. That's my head.
Who's the guy with that blue hat? It's stupid.
Who's that? You don't want to know.
Who's that?
He's just a guy.
He's just some dude. I thought it was Chuck. It's not even Chuck. Doesn't even look like that. Stupid.
Yeah, he doesn't even look like that. In real life, Chuck, no.
Are you seeing him on camera now? Now we know he doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
Dang it.
You ruined it.
But it looks good, though. We got, you know, our little buddy in the
middle. It is interesting. Yeah, I know. Our little guy.
Our little homeboy.
Our little mascot. He's a good dude.
He is. He always carries a cup of coffee. It says Chuck and Billy's Nightcot.
I'd love to get, like, a little bobblehead that I can just stick.
Oh, it'd be great.
You know, and he's got the coffee and everything.
Yeah,
and his little head just kind of bobbles.
That'd be so awesome.
It would be.
Or a nice big figure about this big.
Yeah.
Put him in the corner.
You know what's really awesome? Next week, when we do the show, it'll be October 1st. So it's spooky season.
Yeah.
I love spooky season year-round sometimes. But October 1st means it's really officially spooky season.
Scary.
Are you guys all ready for spooky season?
I'm ready. I think. I don't know. I'm ready to be Michael Myers again and walk down the street and scare the bejesus out of people.
Yeah, I can't wait to decorate for it.
Did you give it a whole bunch of stuff?
I do have a whole bunch of stuff. I have a couple of animatronics. I have some blow-up stuff. I've got all kinds of stuff. I can't. I've got 2 7-foot skeletons that I can position in any way that I'd like, so I could position them differently every day if I want to.
Nice.
Plus, I have 4 little 3-foot skeletons that could be little kids. Who knows? You know, and I can actually make a whole family. I even have like little skeleton dogs. So like
have the little ones hold buckets.
Yeah. Yeah. Got some pretty scary stuff. And you know, it's kind of funny. I messaged you, I think yesterday or the day before or something, but I'm teaching myself how to play the Halloween theme song on my piano.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's actually quite interesting. Like what I showed you was only the tip of the iceberg. So I went and I was like, where's the rest of the song? So I'm looking for it and looking for it. Found it. So I was able to find it on YouTube, and I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, wow, there's 3 parts to this song. So on the piano, and the first part is pretty simple. Yep. Then you get to the second part, and then you get to the third. So it gets a little hairy. Because once you go to put, you gotta bring your left into it. Yeah, you gotta bring your left into it, and it's actually really fun. So the past couple of days, I've been
Yours plays on its own, right?
It can.
You should put the Halloween theme on there. It'd be perfect.
It may not have it in the registry.
Dang it. It'd be perfect.
But, hey, I'm doing a pretty good job.
Or The Exorcist. Oh, you said you did The Exorcist one, didn't you?
No, but I could probably learn that one.
That'd be awesome. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, what other ones?
There's tons.
The Omen.
Original music.
It's funny because where my wife has her office, she gives me the key to go to the bathroom, and we can't use the men's bathroom because something's wrong with the toilet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go to the woman's room. I feel so cute. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
But it doesn't say woman. Somebody ripped the W off, and it says Omen, and it's in a church.
Uh-oh.
I was like, yes.
Omen.
Omen. So I went in. I think that's why women are named women. They just didn't want to take the W, and they gave it Omen.
I don't know.
Whoa, man.
Whoa, man.
Dude, you got to watch Jordan Jensen, dude. She's so funny. I would love to get her on a show, but I don't know if she'd be able to be like,
Toning it down?
Yeah, she's brutal. She's so brutal. She's super awesome. Like, she's so funny. If you went home and watched her, you would die. I was laughing so hard, I had tears in my eyes. She's so funny.
Those are the funny ones.
Yep. My wife's like, she's amazing. I was like, I told you. She didn't want to watch it. She was like, I don't want to watch stand-up comedy. I was like, just shush. She's funny. I don't care. She's probably not even funny. As soon as I played it, she started right off the beginning. She was like, my wife just focused. And she was laughing so hard.
Yeah, it's tough to be a stand-up comedian because you got to capture them right away or else you're going to lose them.
Yep, you got to.
That's the ticket. Like, that's for me. That's where it's like hit or miss, too. Like, you got to be funny. That first line that you're going to say has got to make me laugh because if it don't, I might sit there for a few to see if you're going to come up with something, but then if I get bored, I'm just gonna pass it by.
It's like me when I did my show in Ecuador. I was nervous as heck because I haven't done it in forever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I finally did it, and then I did my whole punchline. They died. Yeah. They were like, "Yes, this guy's great. We're gonna love this guy." But then there was parts where I was rambling, and it kind of made me angry.
It happens.
Why did I do that?
You do that sometimes, but
yeah, we all do.
I think we all ramble.
Just ramble, and you're like, "What are you talking about?"
Sometimes it can be funny, just the fact that you're rambling.
Yeah, so it happens, but
rambling on and on and on.
Shut up!
where you know the normal person sort of like just kind of sits there with that blank stare on their face and their mouth half open.
Yeah,
and they're like, "What
are you?
Are
done?
You even?" Talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Rain whisper.
Word what? Salad.
Yeah.
Like, would you like some Italian dressing with that salad?
What do you want?
With some blue cheese?
You want some of this blue cheese?
Blue cheese?
Blue cheese. So like some Chaz on your sandwich.
Yeah, some Chaz.
I'm never going to forget that kid. Never. I wonder if this kid ever listens to this show that... I'm never going to forget that kid. You want some Chaz on your sandwich?
That's funny.
Excuse me, what?
Chaz.
What is Chez?
Is that a...
And I'm like, you mean cheese? He's like, that's what I thought, Chaz. I was like, that's not cheese, that's Chez. I said cheese.
Cheese.
He's like, whatever. Oh, my Lord, I wanted to choke him. I did, I just wanted to choke him.
That's funny.
Cheese! Okay, it's cheese!
Chaz.
Said it so softly, though. I was like, you want some Chaz on your sandwich? Like,
Chaz.
It's like WTBR.
You're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM. Easy listening.
I would hate to. I would never want that to happen to this radio station. Easy listening. You're on WTBR 89.7. Pittsfield. Easy listening radio.
Yeah.
Where the water flows. Makes you feel
and so do the music notes.
Yes. Here's
Happy Little Trees by
Yeah. Here's Happy Little Trees by Bob Ross. Don't do that ever. Leave this station the way it is.
It's funny that you know, as time goes on, when I was a kid, I listened to Pix 106.
Yep.
And it was the classic rock station. Yep. And back then, classic rock was, you know, the 70s, 60s, 70s. And now, when you listen to it and they say classic rock, it's like Green Day.
You're like, oh, wait a minute.
And I'm like, wait. Wait a minute.
Knock it off.
That is not classic rock.
Yeah, knock it
At
off.
At least not to me.
No, it's not.
They're like Green Day. Wake me up when September ends, and I'm like, wait a minute, that is nuts.
I've heard. I can't remember the radio station. I was in Boston when I was going to see my daughter, and it said classic rock. I can't remember the name of the station, but it said classic rock, and I was like, nice. And it was all like, wake me up before you go go. I was like,
that was like '80s.
No,
it was like '80s pop.
No, yeah, I was like, no, I was like, change the channel immediately. That was
is
scary.
It that song? It might.
Fake you.
No, it's. What is the what's the song they used for the cricket commercials, for the old people?
Oh, I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
The old people.
Yeah. Or they had those phones with the big huge numbers on them.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Hello?
I'm like, now I'm sitting here like, yeah, I could use one of those.
Yeah, yeah. Or I'm like,
I know. I changed all the settings in my phone so that all the letters are bigger.
Well, it's funny because I can just take my, like, the messages. I can just go, and I blow it right up immediately.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything. And I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. No, I made it. I changed all the settings when I first got the phone to make sure everything was bigger. Everything I look at is a lot bigger.
Well, now I don't have a phone. But anyways, it died.
I bet you it's been nice.
It was nice. It was nice for 4 years. Thank you, phone. You're the greatest.
It's been real. It's been
now I have to bury
fun.
It.
It's been real fun, but
now I have to bury it in the backyard.
I'd have a little service for it.
I loved you, man. Why are you leaving me?
Put it in a little shoebox.
Yeah.
Cover it up with this little tiny doily.
Like, I love you.
Put a little hat in there.
Yeah, where it used to be warm, now it's cold. Dang it.
Start digging.
Yeah, like, are we going 6 feet deep or? It's a phone, bro. Fine, whatever. No, I'm just kidding. My phone, though.
It's in a little tiny shoebox. So you gotta yeah. find like a little size 5 or something.
Yeah, like, you like that?
Size 5.
Just kind of modify it into a coffin. That's so cute.
Make sure you put like little. Like little chains on it, because just in case it's a vampire, it won't come out.
Yeah, we'll be careful of that. Put some garlic around it so it doesn't.
My phone's coming after me.
You buried me for no reason.
Oh. Like pops out of the dirt, and there's like a whole face like on the screen, but if the face is a vampire face with the teeth, and it's like, I'm coming to get you.
Or a zombie.
Yeah.
Brains.
When'd you grow hands, bro? Come on. Where's the, when'd you get legs?
They were in there the whole time. They just didn't come out yet.
Yeah, they were like,
it has to be
I'm
when
dead.
The phone dies yeah. that it happens.
Now that I'm dead, I'm going to be like,
yeah. There's little sticks that come out, come out of the ground or you buried it. Like, dragging itself across the parking lot.
Be like, you know I'm not scared of you, right? You're a phone. Yeah. Come on, you're messing up the front facing, bro. What?
It wasn't scratched when I buried it.
Yeah, what the heck? I just got it. Now you're ruining it. Get over here and just hold him. He's like,
little sticks kicking around.
Well, you're not going to bite me.
Put me down.
Stop it. Put me down. I'm going to throw you in the water. Just
bye.
See ya. All the way down, Bubbles. See ya.
Good to Boy, see that you. Was the easiest one to ever have to knock off.
Exactly. Well, that one was quick. I don't know what happened, but.
If you think about it, our phones, they pretty much do turn us into zombies, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, mostly these days. Nobody talks to anybody anymore.
I know.
It's the truth. Like, you sit at a bus station, and this is all you see.
People on their phones. Everybody's staring at their palms.
Like this?
Remember when you had to actually ask a girl out?
Yeah. Now you can be like, you
had to like, you had to, like, talk to them. You know how hard that was?
It was. It was tough. It was like,
to like go up and say, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I think you're cute, and I wanted to get on a date, and then you run away.
But it would always be like,
yeah. And then she has the nerve to say to you, why are you so mean to me all the time then? You're like, because I like you.
I asked one girl out, and she was like, I don't know. I mean, should I? I'm like, who are you asking?
I'm asking all my friends.
I'm asking my friend. Hang on.
My name is Chantel.
Do you guys think I should go out with him? Do you guys think I should go out with him? I'm like,
there's nobody there. And then you're just like, never mind. I'm busy that day.
No, I'd be like, dang, this girl's great. I remember I asked a girl out in the cafeteria, right? And we were sitting there eating, and I kept staring at her. I was like, eating my potatoes and my turkey gravy. No, that was the best. I'm sorry, what I know. So I'm sitting there, and my buddy's like, dude, you want to ask her out? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, when are you going to get up and tell her? I was like, let me eat first.
Dude, I need a full stomach on this.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to go ask her.
I can't do it with an empty stomach.
I went to go ask her. I slid my tray, and I stood up, and I was like, nope. And I sat back down, opened my chocolate milk, and I drank my chocolate milk, and I was like, all right. Okay. And they're like, dude, go. I was like, okay. So I slid my tray, I stood up, and I was like, all right, muster the courage, bro. So I walk over, I was like, hey, I just wanted to ask you.
No, I'm just kidding.
I felt it.
Hey.
Are you all with me? Like,
that would suck.
But she was like, I walked over, I was like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And she was like, yeah, what's up? So she stood up, and she walked over. She was respectful enough to walk over with me. I was like, yeah, I wanted to know if you would, want to go out with me. And she was like, no. And I was like, okay. Walked off. Didn't even
Good
care.
Talk. Bye.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah, and I walked over. I sat down. My buddy was like, yo, did you get her number? I was like, nah, she doesn't want to go out with me. He was like, because you're a loser. I was like, whatever. So I took the rest of my potatoes and was like, fling. It was like, slap, right in his face. I was like, now who's a loser?
Yeah.
But she actually apologized to me. She was like, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. I didn't know if you knew. I was like, no, I just felt stupid after you said no.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, you're like, okay, and you just walked off.
You didn't even give her the chance.
No, you didn't give her a chance to talk. I just left. I felt dumb already.
Well, you got
so.
Rejected.
I was like,
that's
okay.
What happens.
See ya.
Yeah, but like, you know, today you can't really do that. You know. Kids have a hard time having any kind of rejection whatsoever.
No, because it's always on the phone. Like, hang on.
Yeah, but it's like, if someone says no, then you're not any worse off than you were before you asked.
Nope.
It's not a big deal.
Nope, it's not. I mean, not back then it was. You're like, oh, all right. Cool.
Texting somebody out in my day was a piece of paper, and you'd write, you'd write, do you like me? And you'd have a box,
yes or no.
And you got to check the box. And then you have to pass that note somehow to them.
Yep.
And you know they're reading it, and they're somewhere behind you, and you know they're reading it. So your face, you can feel your face getting hot and red.
And sweating already.
Like, and you're waiting for it to come back, and you're hoping that yes box is checked. But usually it's both. Maybe.
Yes or no.
It's usually both boxes are checked, and then you're like, well, what do I do with this?
Yeah, what, do I just fold it and say, ah, she said yes.
Yeah, like, it's just, is that a maybe? Or
I don't
yes and no?
Is.
You like me, but you don't? Yeah. Well, what? And that's how we used to have to do this in class.
I used to do that. There was this girl named Jennifer. I used to like this girl a lot. And she was like, yeah. She's like, you want to go out with me? And I was like, what? Like that. Like, I didn't even know what to do. I did, because I had never had anyone ask me.
Right.
Right. And I was like, what? Me?
You're kidding.
I was like, all right, let's do it. She was like, okay. So we were like going out. We were holding hands out on the playground, and it was so dumb, dude. Like, I was like, you want to meet me by the slide? She's like, okay.
Okay.
So we went over there, and you know, she was like,
so what do we do now?
Yeah, she's like, what do you want to do? She's like, you know, can I give you a kiss? I'm like, okay. She's like, it was just on the cheek. It wasn't like on my lip or anything, but it was just so dumb. It was so dumb.
No, that's how it was.
It was so dumb. Like, we broke up not even like a week later.
Can you imagine? I have to break up with you.
I have to break up with you because you kissed. You're terrible.
You kissed my cheek wrong.
Yeah, you should have kissed it a little closer to the lip area.
I didn't want to do that next to the slide.
It was embarrassing. The slide was very angry.
And it was like one of those old metal slides.
Yep. I still remember when I fell off the monkey bars. I went all the way down, like, ding, 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 boom. And I was like...
It was like playing Plinko.
I was like, and I stood up, and I was very woozy, like... Didn't
connect four,
yeah.
But, you know,
like, yeah,
with people.
I said, open it up.
Yeah, it wasn't connected.
My buddy was like, you okay? I was like, I'm good.
I'm great.
Like, trying to walk, and he's like, hey, you want me to help you? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay. So he walks me over to my teacher. I'm like, she's like, you all right? I was like, I wouldn't even look at her because my head was down here. She was like, oh my God, are you okay? And all of a sudden, I see this blood just
a little bit of trickle.
I was like, aah! Like a little baby. Grow up, dude.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as bad as when I got hit in the head with a hammer. That was pretty fun.
Boy, you're more accident prone than I'm more accident prone as an adult.
She did it on purpose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm serious. I stuck my head in a bush, right? Because we're going to get butterflies, right? And it was a girl I used to live down the street from me. I used to play with her all the time because I knew her. Cousin-ish. I don't know. Really don't. But anyway.
Twice removed.
Yeah. Yeah. So I stuck my head in the bush. I was like, look, there's a butterfly in here. She's like, yep, butterfly. Wham! Like that. That was it. Hit me with the claw first, stuck it in my head, then pulls it out. And I was like, ow, what are you doing? And all of a sudden it was like, just coming down. I was like, oh, like that. She was like, I got it. What'd you get? I'm yelling for my sister. When my sister comes out, she's like, oh my God. And I was like, I'm bleeding to death. She was like, I'm yelling for my mom. My mom's working somewhere. What? She's not going to hear me. She's way that way.
Well, that's what happens when you get knocked in the head. You don't think.
And then my sister called my mom, finally got her to answer the phone. She was like, Chuck's bleeding really bad. He's got a hole in his head. And I did have a hole in my head, which doesn't make any difference. Anyway,
that explains a lot, Chuck.
Yeah, sure does.
So much.
That's why I covered up with a hat. So it doesn't whistle.
Yeah. Gotta be careful on those really windy days.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody hear that? What's that sound?
What is that?
That's just Chuck's hole in his head.
He's a bright
don't
one.
Don't worry about it. Sometimes it makes music.
Are the aliens coming?
Yeah, so that's why you wear a hat every day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I shave my head, you can see the scars. I hate that.
Well,
it's about that time almost.
Yeah. But next week, we're going to have a very special guest. In case you're just tuning in now, we're going to have Josh Blue. If you don't know who that is, you definitely want to tune in. And if you would like to look him up, you can on YouTube or whatever.
YouTube. I mean, he's got specials on Netflix.
Josh Blue. And he's a comedian. And he will be here via Zoom. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll be funny.
If you want to prepare yourself, go ahead and watch a couple of videos so that you can kind of see what's going to happen. And then come back and listen or watch on your PCTV Select app. It'll be a really fun time.
It will. I think it's going to be a blast. I can't wait to talk to him. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Have a good day, guys. Have a good one.